Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Hi, welcome to Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
Hi, I'm Church. I was thinking I was going to introduce myself in an outrageous accent, but I thought, no. No matter when you do a voice now with an outrageous accent, it's insulting.
It is.
Yeah.
That
used to be funny. Who are you, by the way?
I feel like I said my name, but I also think I might have said your name instead of my name.
Well, you said with Church and Mercy.
Yeah, and then I would have said, I'm Mercy. Or yeah. Did I?
No, you didn't. Because I went on that thing about accents being, offensive now, if it's not your own natural accent.
This is shaping up to be a fantastic episode. I don't remember.
How do you know? Like, this is only like 30 seconds in. It can't be that good.
That's why. It can only go up from here.
No.
We started on the ground floor.
You might. Yeah, you're still there. I'm slowly riding the elevator to the top of the success building. See you, Mercy, down there. Feel free to catch up, but you're going to have to run the stairs. A lot of freaking stairs in the success building.
If we build it big enough, people will know just how successful we are.
The building?
Yeah, that's why you need so many stairs. You
can cheat and put a big flag on the top, too. Didn't they do that with one of those like world records for a building? It's not really...
It's like a 10-foot antenna.
Yeah, they just put a huge antenna. Chrysler building? It's way more than a 10-foot antenna. No, it's in crazy country that no one remembers the name of. Everyone who knows the name of the country is now mad at me. But we only have one listener, so I've angered one person. Well, person might be a stretch this week. Maybe it's just now a squirrel. A single squirrel listens to us. He acquired an old iPod that had this downloaded on it for some reason. No one ever played it. It was just on their like pull list.
And, did this squirrel go back in time and get an iPod, or did it just steal it from somebody?
Yeah. Look, this person is clearly retro at this point because they don't make that device anymore. Mm-hmm. But this is also in the future. The squirrel's hearing this in our future. This is how time travel works.
Oh, it's like that movie, The Letter, with, was it Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock?
Keanu's so dreamy in that one.
Is that Keanu Reeves?
Yep.
Is it The Sandra Cottage? Oh, I don't know.
The Cottage.
No, is it The
That's
letter?
A horror movie.
The Mailbox? It's one of those shitty...
Lake House?
The Lake House, yeah, because it's a house
Maybe
on
I knew
a
that
lake.
The whole time. It was just fun to watch you go.
My logical deduction for breaking down the name of that movie, trying to figure it out, was there's a house on a lake. It's something about, like, a cabin.
I guess it's annoying to live with me because that thing I just did, I know the answer a lot and just wait and watch other people, like, struggle.
I always thought you were being polite and just letting me find my train of thought again.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's what I was doing.
You're just so thoughtful.
No, I'm not thoughtful. I just say things. No, sometimes I'm thoughtful. Sometimes. Our one listener's throwing,
pecans.
Pecans. Nuts. Just throwing a handful of nuts at the this old iPod. Just being like, you're a nut, Church.
That face when you get a warm pecan and a cracker.
Oh, nuts to that.
Have you ever seen that meme?
Sorry, I was still working the nut line.
Yeah.
You're talking about a meme? Sexy memes?
We're so millennial, we're referencing just memes and shit. Yeah, so it's a picture of a possum, an American possum, not an Australian possum.
Dressed up as Toucan Sam.
No, it's a possum and its little squirrel friend. And I guess somebody rehabilitates them, but they're captioned with these most amazing, wholesome meme lines where it's like, I smell something that smells so good. I hope Mom brings us a warm pecan and a cracker.
Like, do you do that voice in your head when you're reading this? Because it doesn't have a voice, right?
No, I totally do that voice in my head.
Only if I read something out loud do I do a silly voice, but if I'm actually reading it, it's just no tone.
No tone.
Call me Church No Tone. Maybe they do.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything because it's a horribly rude nickname and I've told them to stop. The squirrels, that is. But,
No Tone. You have no tone. I curse you. No Tone.
We're basically the podcast equivalent of like early morning local radio DJs.
Oh, we wish. We're just two adults with ADHD. Yeah, get into a microphone. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
But if we're lucky, it's amusing.
There's got to be at least one person that isn't that porn bot that has listened.
Oh, no. Look, don't put down porn bot. He's our most active follower on Twitter.
Porn bot's crying because porn bot's been a supporter since day one.
Porn bot started a Patreon for us. We didn't start it. Porn bot started it.
Porn bot is that friend that just always believes in you.
You know, put a dollar towards it, but, you know, porn bot's bad at advertising. So,
but they mean
are well. There any accents you can still make that aren't offensive? British.
Scottish.
I think I'm allowed to fake British, and it will be, the people in Britain will not be offended. They would still have a laugh at it.
They wouldn't, I think they wouldn't Scots would be offended.
Mad at me. I think you're wrong. Scottish people would be really, really mad at
That's
you.
Just because you would do a shitty, offensive Scottish impersonation.
Oh, I don't even think I do a Scottish impersonation. I don't have an impersonation for being Scottish. That's how bad it is when I try it. Yeah.
You didn't even use bagpipe sounds. You just hit a big drum with a stick and you said, I'm a Scottish person. Like, you get it that wrong. That's how wrong you get it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Moving on.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Sex man.
Sex man.
Hey, do you remember that time when we got really into eating sardines?
Like, really into, like...
Like, you researched, best sardines year? Brand, and you were like, we gotta eat more sardines.
Well, it wasn't the best sardines brand. It was just, you know, these ones are both affordable and good for you. It was that sort of...
That intersection.
Ratio. Yeah. Anyways, we ate a lot of sardines. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's this going?
It just made me think, like...
One of our many fish phases?
At a certain... We go through weird food phases where we're like, suddenly all we eat is kale. And it's like, oh, that was weird. I think that would have lasted longer had I not absolutely despised kale.
Yeah, I'm still down with kale. And you're like, it's a kale-free zone.
You can buy it. I can buy it for you. You can request it.
Kale-free zone. The KFZ.
You'd be like...
KFC.
The KFZ. The People's Republic of KFZ.
Ooh, man, I love buckets of chicken from KFC.
Oh, the wind shifted just right the other day when I was out in the park behind the house, and I could totally smell the chicken shop. I was like, oh, it's so good. It smells like fried chicken out here.
You know what? You know what's oddly humorous or awful about this? The chicken restaurant you're referring to, you can smell it because it's on the other side of the tracks. And the smell comes over. The chicken restaurant is on the other side of the tracks.
It's the good side of the tracks.
Oh.
What side's the good side of the tracks? The one with the chicken restaurant on
it. That's probably true. This is the bad side.
Yeah, we don't live on the same side as the chicken restaurant, meaning potentially we could be prevented from getting chicken at the chicken place. By a train.
Okay, so sex man. You were telling a story.
No, I was just shouting sax man because we've had that stuck in our head for like a week.
There's no sex man story? I totally thought there was. I thought you were setting it. Wow.
No, you made something up in your mind and now you're disappointed in me.
I am. My story of it was that, you know, I have this infinite potential for a story that will now go unresolved.
And I think that's the first time that I've never just immediately apologized to you. Where I'm like, I'm sorry. My brain was like, you don't need to apologize for that.
Oh yeah, no,
you
you're right.
You made that up on its own.
You're right. No.
You
owe zero apologies. I'm just saying, I've got story blue balls. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I need to work it.
Work my story blue balls. No, I'm not upset.
but
I just thought that's where it was going.
Sometimes
blue balls were a lie.
Oh, yeah, they were. You've been coming so much the past couple days.
Yeah.
It was like, just so much semen.
You're talking ejaculate.
Ejaculate. The
I think
nut
the
milk?
Word, no, I think the word ejaculate properly describes it.
It was, you were ejaculating copiously.
Copious amounts of immaculate ejaculate. It's my memoir, Immaculate Ejaculate. This is my daughter. No, that's a bad name.
Look, there are some baby names you just don't do.
It's my son. Immaculate.
Immaculate.
Immaculate J.
My name's Emac. My name's Immaculate. E-Maculate.
It's me. Mac Jack. I've just got it down to Mac Jack now.
What's up, Mac Jack?
Mac Jack's my new thing. It's going to be like, hey, it's me, Mac Jack. You mad jacking?
Don't be mad jacking over there.
Mac Jack. Make me some Mac Jack and cheese. Oh, mm. No cheese. No cheese with your Mac. What's Jack.
Colby Jack Mac?
Anyways, you're talking about how glorious my leavings have been. My male, my male mayo? My man mayo?
Oh, it's awful. Your mayonnaise.
Oh.
I say to do that all the time.
Oh, whoever was listening to this podcast just hung up. That's what you do now. You can just hang up on them because you're listening to it on your phone.
We're here, Mr. Nostradamus.
Fletch lives. That's a deep cut. There's our single listener is like, what the
squirrel?
Fuck
the am squirrel I has never to? Seen Fletch lives.
Well, maybe he has. He just never was sound. And he can't lip read. He's a squirrel for crying out loud. He's just looking through windows in people's houses, watching them watch mm-hmm. Fletch lives.
He also thinks that a lot of Chevy Chase's humor is inherently sexist and racist, and he just really can't get into that.
Some days I'm disappointed in the squirrel.
Oh, I'm talking about a squirrel. Yeah. I recognize that it's yeah. a... Yeah,
might be projecting on that squirrel a little bit. No, 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 no. Said Cobb, sinking yet another ball. All right.
Don't you have any books? It's the novelization of the movie Caddyshack.
I really want to listen to that.
Oh,
it sounds that's like a great book.
If anyone would have that, it would be my dad. Because my dad has a lot of the novelization of books in his house. Mostly about like Columbo episodes and Remington Steele.
Just some Sunday, we should like load up Caddyshack and invite your dad over. And we'll just watch Caddyshack, drink beers, and eat nachos.
That sounds good. We could probably get my stepmom to watch the kids. Because my stepmom seems like the type of person who just doesn't like to have fun.
Yeah.
Well, not in the way that I like to have fun.
Her version of fun, she likes to have fun. But what she does for fun compared to what we do for fun or think is fun are just two very alien things. So it's very easy for you to say, I don't think she likes to have fun because what she enjoys is strange and frightening to me.
Well, the type of fun that she likes to have...
Climb on a broom and...
No, it's like old gossipy farm wife fun. But she's also... super kind of judgmental and she's one of those ladies that always exclaims that I just don't understand. She's a don't understand lady.
Don't understand her. I don't understand her because she don't understand her.
Yeah. It's
what?
Whenever people are saying I don't understand it, a lot of the time what they're saying is I don't have the imaginative capacity to think of anything outside of my very, very narrow range of experience. They're like, I just don't understand why anyone would like pineapple on pizza. It's like, because people have different tastes and experience and process things in a different way. Well.
So let's rewind to my immaculate jaculate.
Oh, well, you're cum, yeah.
Let's, so where were we last week?
We drove up to a cabin on a lake, and it was a friggin' awesome cabin. It was like, if you were going to this cabin in a movie, it would be because... there was like a storm front rolling in and the cabin was 5 hours out of the city. You were going for like an amazing weekend, but then you were murdered by a ghost. Like,
yeah, well, I think that's how you picture the cabin. Not to say that it wouldn't be there. It fits that setting, but it also fits the setting from like that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, hey, you grown-ups tooed us.
No, first grown-ups, not two. Two, they're all at their weird houses or something. Grown-ups, the first one, they all have some big retreat at a giant cabin.
Pretty sure.
No.
That was the
no one's watched Grown-Ups 2. We wouldn't know. It had Taylor Lautner in it.
Well, isn't that when the kids are starting, like, to get older or something? And all the kids are together?
The second one does take place in the future compared to the first one, so I would assume the children are older.
Isn't it the one, because the girl says, I want to get chocolate wasted.
That's the first one.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the second one.
No.
Okay, we're not having this argument because it's stupid. Sure, okay, you're right. I'm not arguing because I don't want to.
You're not going to make you watch it after this. I'll just put it's in the first trailer for the first Grown Ups movie, The Chocolate Wasted.
Ah.
So certain of this.
Saskatchewan, eh?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the only funny part in that whole movie. Well, just a couple other weird chuckles. Rob Schneider is weird in that movie, and so is David Spade. Rob Schneider not in the sequel. Funny, interesting fact.
Yeah, that is a fact.
Yeah, I think he and Sandler had a fight for about a weekend, and
Sandler's
punishment to him was, you don't get to be in the next movie.
the time that it took to film Grown Ups 2.
That was a weekend.
Is it? Yeah, it was a weekend.
Yeah. So we went to a cabin.
Oh, yeah. Great cabin. It was just a huge cabin. Oh, yeah. And it would not be out of place in a movie, as a movie setting, because it was so big.
And it's extravagant.
Yeah.
And we rented it with two other couples, and they brought their whole families, and we brought ours. Yeah, yep. We don't need to talk about that. It was fine. It was a great, great trip. But we had sex there.
We got there last, and we got the last pick of the rooms, and everyone else had rooms by their children and families.
Yeah, we were separated from our kids.
By like the entire cabin, almost.
We're on a separate floor from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were secluded. We were in the loft.
Yeah, they're like, where do you want to sleep? I was like, I'm sleeping upstairs with like out of the view of you people. I love you all, but I can't have anyone walking outside the door when I'm asleep. I can't have that happening.
So we had sex up there. Yeah. We had sex for an entire week.
Way a lot of times.
Well, like four.
Like four.
Yeah.
We were gone for like six days.
It literally was four.
Yeah.
Factually, it was four times. It was.
Yeah. But I don't know. Whenever we go on vacation, you have so much semen. I don't know if it's just you loosen up and your balls just start producing it or what.
I think we have sex a lot when we're high. And I think that's a problem. And you say I have way more. Like, I'm not struggling either. But this is a lot. Even I have to admit, okay, that's a disturbing amount of semen. Like I'm some sort of machine that's all I produce.
Church has, at times, an excessive amount of ejaculate.
They should hire me, just like I should be a stunt cock, just for the close-up in porns of like, cum coming out. I just stand in for the other dude real quick. And they just zoom in on just my head.
Yeah, just the just, tip.
Or you can be over top of it and just want it to keep going.
You get like a that rare combination of you get viscosity, so it's really thick, but you also get the spurting, so it's not just a continuous stream. You can actually see like the tension and the release. It's like a sperm trebuchet.
But it leaves a trail.
Someone's gonna be like, that's not how a trebuchet works. A trebuchet doesn't work.
God, I can't wait till our friends listen to this one. All right.
We don't have any friends.
Oh, that's a good point.
We could...
Can't wait till we have a friend.
Do you remember when we were at that fair and we walked by the guy selling magic tricks?
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking us into it, and we were super... Like, I was super excited because I love close-up magic. And he showed us some trick, and he was like, now this one's great because you can entertain your friends at parties with it. And I just stone-faced. I was like, oh, I don't have any friends. And he's like, like, I said it so perfectly that you could see his train of thought just completely derailed.
And that's the thing where I have to do the thing where I stifle my laugh and I have to explain, no, she has friends. But I'm like, she has friends. Or I'll be like, no, come on, you have friends. Like, I'll start answering you, trying to make you feel better in a fake way.
But then,
But
then it's bad because I keep doubling down. And I'll be like, oh, well, you know, my grandma doesn't count. She's dead.
Anyways, fair, but, magic tricks, semen. I'm not sure how this is all related.
I started talking about trebuchets, and then I was thinking about catapults. And then you said friends. Semen, yes. So you have distance, you have viscosity, you have amount. What would that be called? Volume? You have volume. Voluminous amounts of semen. You have heat. Sometimes it's like...
You have a pop filter, because I think even your S's are coming through pretty sharp when you say semen.
Semen. I sound like a snake. Cobra Commander.
Mm.
Commander cum?
No, you wish. I was thinking of like a lesser snake. What's that little...
Ball python?
No. Like the ones you just find in fields randomly around here.
A garter snake?
Yeah, you'd be garter.
You forgot what a garter snake was called?
Yep. Because I'm not that keen on snakes. But you're going to be private gardener. Garter, sorry. Private garter.
Good old private garter.
Private.
Mercy garter.
Yeah, and Cobra Commander will be yelling for you. Garter, get in here. Clean out my latrine. Because he still has latrines. All right.
Yeah.
Well... So we went on a trip. We had sex factually four times, made some semen. Yeah, even where you were like, come in me. And I was like, well, normally that's enticing, but this has been pretty entertaining to see how much I make. That's not happening on the belly, on the chest, on the neck. That's a bit on the face. Oh, okay, that went everywhere.
You're like, oh, it was one of the times where you were finding it all over the inside of your thigh and arm and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. I like watching. Look at that go.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Actually, it's really hard to look at that go while you're coming because you're like, no, go kind of somewhere else. And then you're like coming back to it a bit. You're like going away again. Yeah.
It's like sometimes you'll be like,
coming and going.
Oh, talk to me when you're coming. And it's like, my brain is gone. I don't.
It's like, I could get out a word every now and then.
Hey, check out that amazing cocoon of warm glowing light that's going to blossom into an incandescent orgasm flower. And tell me what you're feeling.
My cocoonery.
Like, no, fuck you. My cocoonery.
I don't know. It's just a thing I said. Again, it makes no sense.
Is that a place where all the caterpillars? All the caterpillars go to turn to butterflies?
Sure.
Butterfly garden.
Sure. We resurfaced our driveway.
We're trying. We're so bad at it. We're like those hippie neighbors that...
No, hold on. No, we didn't expect... So, there's been three phases to us attempting to resurface the concrete on the top of our driveway. We did a test section, which is about one-fifth of it. The test section looks perfect.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Then we went back, but the rest of our driveway had a lot of damage to it, and we knew we needed to fill it. So we bought cheaper, stronger concrete, but it's got so much gravel in it, and it was really shitty, and we didn't realize it had gravel in it. And so we made a bunch of patches with it. It just didn't work out. We got pretty disheartened. So then we went back and got a bunch of the more expensive stuff we used that we did really well the first time, but we were kind of just like, just drop it on here, whatever, let's just do it.
I was really hopeful that the amount of bags of concrete that we had bought was sufficient to cover it. And oh my god, was it not.
There's just a lot of really big holes.
I talked to your uncle for like 25 minutes on the phone about resurfacing concrete. I feel like I could just call your uncle up like every couple days, and I could just ask him about a different home improvement thing, and he would just talk.
He'll talk about anything. Yeah, whether he knows anything about it or not, it's wonderful. But it's so hard to escape. He just doesn't stop. He doesn't stop. But luckily, he knows stuff about concrete this time, so it was all good.
It's fascinating.
Well.
Yes, I mean, I talked to him for a long time, and he kind of tried to gently warn me. Where he was like, how big is your parking pad? And I was like, oh, it's like 8 feet by 15. It's like, or it was like 11 by 15. Something ridiculous where I thought it was way smaller. He said that when he did his, he's like, oh, I needed like 25 bags.
Well, his driveway's huge though.
I know. But... And that's what I said. I was like, oh, but you have a really long driveway. And he's like, yeah, but just, you know... Maybe buy, like, a couple more bags. You can return them if they're not opened, if you don't need them, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, he's right.
And I totally was like, oh, no, we're fine.
Yeah, whatever. So, wow, concrete. This section's not hilarious. The other stuff was hilarious. Oh, well, I had my shirt off for, like, part of it, working it. You were in, like, a bikini top, and I think we looked sexy. We looked great, but it's like, oh, it's almost like... You hired models to do a job, because that's what the job looks like. It's like you hired the Zoolander crew, like all his friends that blow up in the gasoline fight at the start of Zoolander. It's like that crew was hired. That's the amount, like what the job looks like. And I like to imagine we looked as good as models doing it. We're more focused on the appearance.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about when we were putting the concrete down. For some reason, I was back to when we were having sex at the cabin.
Models like, doing it? It's like the guys from Zoolander did it.
I could it's not like follow that.
The four guys who died in the gasoline fight all ran in, and it took all four of them that to jerk off on you to make up for the same amount of semen that I was able to cover. Is that where you went?
I was like, for some reason, we were models, and we were just standing on the beach, and I'm like, I don't
even want to go along with this conversation. It's ridiculous.
It's not a conversation. Yeah. My brain stopped processing what
This is where we say,
saying.
I hit the bell or the buzzer. I say, check, please,
reset.
And we're done.
All right. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Or good day.
We don't know what time it is then.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, You can find us on Twitter at OurHonestPod or contact us through email at OurHonestLife@gmail.com. Thanks again.